Beck first on a cell phone. Hey, Beck, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Dunaway?
I'm fantastic.
I was calling to remind you about a steak bet you made with me last year.
You made steak bets with listeners now?
I don't say Beck's up a steak on you.
Yeah, I'm assuming he won.
People don't call back when they lose?
Nope.
Is this the one from down at the Grand Hotel?
You're exactly right. We were in the pool at the Grand Hotel.
Whoa.
You wanted the rundown of the big group of friends I was with sitting in the pool. And then one of my big, loud friends walks up, and he's got his little girl walking behind him. And you look at me, and you said, there's no way they're dating in a year. And I go, I'll get a steak bet on that. And you said, all right, let's do it. And you told me to call back on the show. And spoiler alert here, I hope his girlfriend's not listening, but he's going to pull the trigger on the engagement pretty soon.
Well, I hope she's not.
He's always done for a relationship.
Wait, now, I remember this. Now, hold on. And one of your friends was on our flight to Colombia and reminded me of this as well.
That's right.
But he was your loud, fun guy in your group. I mean, your whole group was loud, but he was
annoying.
No, I enjoyed it. I even told Maggie, that's why I went over to hang out for a second. I was like, they're having a blast. I miss those days. But he was the alpha in the group. He was the alpha in the group, right?
No doubt.
And yep. His soon-to-be fiance would give him looks, and she was not the alpha female of the group. She was sitting back and gave him a lot of looks like, oh, my God, would you turn it down a bit?
And it takes a special person to be able to hang out with an alpha for that long. So I see your point. You were playing against or playing with the odds that sooner or later she's going to get sick of this.
This is what we, Beck, call the reverse landmine here on the show. Dunaway bet against love, which he normally doesn't do, and apparently love has won.
Exactly. He landmined him into an engagement.
That is correct.
Yeah. I think he's just doing this, Beck, so that you could get a free steak.
To prove you wrong? Yeah.
I think
it's a big step.
I'd go double or nothing, and they're not still together in 5 years.
All right, I'll call you back in 5 years.
No. I want to go to – let's go get
I'll
a steak.
I'll jump on that one, too. Sight unseen.
No. Yeah. But see, all the other – your other it's not like they were – I mean, but your other girlfriends and wives were all in the pool with you guys, and they were all having a good time. She seemed to be,
extroverts lead to introverts.
Yeah.
Hey, so real quick, obviously she's not up at 6:23 listening. When's
you
he
don't
pop
know
the,
that. Let's be careful.
Is he popping the question like really soon? Is this why you're calling?
That's right. Probably in the next couple of weeks. So I wanted to get in for that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we can either double or nothing on 5 years or. We can go get a steak at some point, but I do remember that one. So thanks for reminding me. And tell him
absolutely.
Nice
thanks.
Job. And
I will. And thanks for your time. You're very generous.
Thank you. Nice. Tell your friend to hit me up, and we'll find a time to go to Fleming's, and one of our great sponsors, and get a steak.
Yeah, Dunaway will take the whole group. Right?
I know, everybody. I know you don't pee in the pool. Did the friend, the alpha, look like the guy that doesn't get out because he's pruning? He wants to continue to drink his natty light seltzer and doesn't want to get out?
I can't remember exactly what he was doing. But it was
loud, whatever it was.
Well, not just the loud, but this group was having.
Did he have the big straw hat on?
I mean, they were there for a wedding. They owned the pool. You know, there's always one group that owns the pool. They owned the pool.
I miss those days.
And I do. No. I miss those days. And they owned the pool, and he was above the noise. Owning the pool.
He was like, Maggie, you're boring me. I didn't say that.
I miss those days. You know,
that.
The fun ones.
I didn't say that. I was just saying, stop reading. You can read
so
later
on.
So
what did you just slowly, like you got in the pool and you just slowly crept over made conversation with one.
You guys know I'm not a good swimmer, right?
Well,
right.
He said you asked for the rundown on the whole group.
Yeah, he's I'm not
good heroes. Let's do the killers on my beats.
No, I'm not a good swimmer. So the Grand Hotel is the perfect pool because
you can walk it.
I mean, basically, if you're on your tippy toes at when you're 5'10 and a half.
You're on your what?
When you're standing on your tiptoes at 5'10 and a half, you can keep the nose above the water no matter where you are.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Give me a
I'm standing in the pool, and their party gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bumps into the back of me is how it starts.
Yeah.
And realizing I was outnumbered, I didn't say anything back. I just eased my way into the conversation with the guys.
And their fans
I bet those two aren't dating in a year. And, Jim Dunaway, how are you doing?
We got a shot.
Yeah. No, it was a call. Obviously the wrong one. He didn't seem like the He didn't seem like the settling down type at the point.
But you always bet on love. That's the weird thing. Like all these stake bets that involve couples, your couples every time. Lance is the one that bets against it.
Yeah, I didn't think they were in love, Brown. Hmm. He looked like he was still
playing the field.
Yeah, he looked like he was still out there a bit.
You know, most people do settle down, though, Dunaway. What would you guess his age?
Oh, I can't remember.
Were they in their 20s?
Yo, easily in their 20s. I'd have put them between 28 and 32.
Who was winning the relationship? Like, was it better for him or better for her?
Basically saying who looked better.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I actually think she looked better. That's why I thought she wouldn't put up with this.
Yeah, that's why you thought he needed to dial it back, because he's going to lose a good-looking woman.
You know, in a pool, you can't see a wallet.
That's a great point. He did not have his he didn't have his credit report laid out for me.